We do have emergency triple team traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident in the mix of all these delays southbound I-15. This is going to be about 4800 south, but the vehicles have quickly gotten out of traffic over to the left shoulder, just adding to the slowing that we have southbound I-15 from 3300 south, and they are solid to the point of the mountain. And then northbound I-15, still a little bit of leftover slowing approaching Bangor Highway. And then again, as you're going over 90th South. Len Thomas?
Redwood Road in the valley is looking tight with traffic from 3500 South. And then again from Draper to Bluffdale, Bangor Highway a little bit slow from 21st South in either direction. Northbound I-15 through Utah County, everyone's going the other direction, so looking pretty good. To and over the point of the mountain of Bluffdale, have that crash up on US 6 Spanish Fork Canyon. That's at Ty Fork Rest. Dave Meekum?
The drive into Davis County continues to be a slow one through the north interchange. It's not going to be a massive delay there, but you will be on the brakes for much of that drive between downtown and the north interchange. The heaviest part of the commute is going to be once you get into Farmington, a lot of stop-and-go traffic between there and Layton on I-15. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale and kick off the summer with huge savings. Get 50% off Cabela's Whoopin' Stick Rods and Combos and Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vests. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale. I'm Dave Meekum in the KSL Traffic Center.